We read throughout Parashat Vayera about the dynamic duo, Aharon and Moshe. And in the Torah, sometimes Moshe's name comes before Aharon's, and sometimes Aharon's name is before Moshe's. But why isn't the Torah consistent? Why does it interchange the names? Rashi says, this is to teach us, Shekulin Hayu, they were equal. Sometimes Moshe comes first, and sometimes Aharon comes first. How can they be equal? Many of us know Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest man that ever existed. We can answer this question by defining what is success. Most people will say it's measured by results in this world. Did you always close the business deal? Did you succeed in school? But that's not how Hashem measures success. In the spiritual world, success is all about effort because results are up to Hashem. But how hard we try defines our success. We're given reward based on how we performed according to our ability. And if we try our hardest, we're successful. Hashem saw that both Aharon and Moshe did the best they could with all they were given. Therefore, Hashem says, in my eyes, they're equal because they both put 100% effort. We should remember, it's not about being the best, it's about being our best. Shabbat Shalom. Umevorach.